William Morrow and Harper Audio present The Sleep Fix. Practical, proven, and surprising solutions for insomnia, snoring, shift work, and more. By Diane Macedo. This is the author. This book is dedicated to my cousin Victor. I still miss you every day. A note before we begin. Be sure to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/audio/thesleepfix. It contains questionnaires, how-tos, illustrative graphics, and more, and will be referred to throughout as the enhancement. Author's note. This book is not meant to be a substitute for professional sleep help. If you're already seeing a doctor or specialist about your sleep issues, please carry on and simply use this book as a supplement to that care. It will help you to, among other things, ask informed questions of those overseeing your care and may present some options they haven't mentioned or considered. If you're not yet seeing a professional about your sleep issues, I hope the information in this book empowers you to finally address them, but it is important to consult with your doctor before trying any of the interventions in this book. Introduction. For as long as I can remember, sleep and I have had a complicated relationship. In fact, it started even before I can remember. My mom often recalls what a terrible sleeper I was as a baby. Every night, I would wake up in a teething-related coughing fit and then stay awake for 2 hours before finally falling back asleep. With so little sleep during the night, I should have slept all day. But nope. Mom says, you were never a nap taker. You would sleep very little during the day. But you were a happy baby. This was a sharp contrast to my older sister and younger brother, who were always very good sleepers. Still, Mom says she never worried about my sleep. With my good disposition and otherwise good health, she said it was pretty clear. I just didn't need as much sleep as they did. That trend continued as I hit school age. When everyone else was having nap time, I was wide awake, wondering how much longer I would have to lie there. And Mom noticed something else about my sleep habits. Given the choice, I always went to bed later than my siblings. In high school and college, I considered my ability to stay up late an asset. It helped me cram for tests and write papers until the wee hours, and also served me well in my late-night jobs, waitressing, bartending, and singing. When I recently asked my college roommate Amy if I ever complained about being tired during those years, she answered, never, you were a machine. But when I started working early morning news hours, that machine started to break down. My 3 a.m. wake-up call during my time at the Fox Business Network welcomed me to the world of acid reflux. When that wake-up time shifted to 1:30 a.m. at CBS New York, I was a mess. The problem was I couldn't fall asleep before 10 or 11 p.m. no matter what time I went to bed. After only 3.5 hours of sleep, I would feel awful all day. I'd spend the day longing to be back in bed. When I finally got home around 4 p.m., I couldn't fall asleep. After a while, even sleeping during normal hours became difficult. I would sometimes go days without sleeping, even when I didn't have to get up for work. Finally, I went to my doctor. She prescribed Ambien and convinced me to at least take it when I had a string of sleepless nights. I was very hesitant about taking a sleeping pill, but I was desperate, so I agreed to give it a try. Thus began another complicated relationship. Ambien to me was a miracle drug. I would take half of this tiny pill and, like magic, in half an hour, I would be asleep. Sun still up? Asleep. Super Bowl party in the next room? Asleep. Stuck in the world's least comfortable airplane seat? Asleep. But I would come to need that Ambien more and more once I moved to the overnight shift at ABC News. Anchoring World News Now and America This Morning was probably the best job I'll ever have. But simply put, it broke me. And not for the reasons you might expect. Working 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. was surprisingly manageable. It felt like a really late night out, which we've already established I can do. But when I started making regular appearances on Good Morning America, 6 a.m. became 9 a.m. Suddenly, it wasn't so much a late night as it was legit sleeping during the day. And if I was bad at that as a baby, just imagine
Sample complete. Ready to continue?